welcome to Orbit City Space Center. All you young award-winning science students and your parents have been invited here today to witness history in the making.
History in the making. Boy, I'm sure glad I won an award.
So are we, Elroy. We're all very proud of you, aren't we, George?
Sure, but when are they going to get this big bozo off the ground?
Be patient, Daddy. Remember, it's the first space shuttle ever to be manned by humanoids.
Out to launch? Those cornballs. No wonder they're being sent up into orbit.
Humanoids, they're dumb.
Jetson, George Jetson, report in.
Uh-oh, it's Mr. Spacely. I told him we were going to a funeral.
It's liable to be yours. Better check your watch.
Well, if this is a cemetery, Jetson, they're sure into large tombstones.
You see, my boy won this scientific award, and,
I know all about it. While you're living it up at the launch, make sure you represent the company.
An honor, sir.
Honor, schmonner. Just sell some of our sprockets to the space program.
That's like selling milk to the Milky Way.
Elroy, are you bucking for a place on the bread line?
I was just telling the truth.
Not in public. Anything else, sir?
Two things, Jetson. Your son has a big mouth, and your vacation without pay started this morning. Enjoy yourselves.
Good old Spacely. He's all heart. Too bad it's made of stone.
Attention, please. While we're making some last-minute technical adjustments on the shuttle...
They can't get it off the ground again.
You're invited to see some historical exhibits from the space age. John Glenn sweatsocks.
Wow, they must have dug up one of those old laundromats.
The great-great-great-grandson of the first chimp ever to ride a rocket into space.
Isn't he the cutest? Here, chimp! Here, fella! An autographed picture! Awesome!
There goes another $100. He's making a monkey out of me.
Speaking of pets, anyone seen Astro?
He was here just a minute ago.
I wouldn't want him to miss a space shot. Here, Astro.
Get blazed. It's one of those new models.
Forget it, Astro. You're overmatched.
I'll get him, Dad.
Careful, Elroy. Stay away from the launching site.
Attention, Mission Control speaking. All humanoids, prepare for liftoff. This is Dr. Fritz Farout in person. Lunch break over, humanoid. Don't forget to wash your hands before entering the shuttle. There are no rest stops.
Rear, Rusty Cat. Rear, Rusty Cat. Get us inside. Back up. My rocket. Briar ain't got ya.
Astro, Briar. Well, he wouldn't be dumb enough to... He would. Wow, just shows you what $50 billion will buy. Astro. Is this your idea of having fun?
Not anymore.
We can't see inside, Doctor. The camera's gone out.
Must be those stupid humanoids again. Everything they touch goes kaput.
First Astro, now Elroy. It's an epidemic.
I bet we'll find them at the junk food pod.
Oh, they're probably just pigging out.
Off limits! Off limits! 2 minutes to liftoff.
Our little boy's missing, and so's his pooch.
Too bad. Contact lost and found on Jupiter.
Okay, wise guy. Just remember whose taxes are paying for your programming.
Whatever you broke, Astro, we better fix it.
You're interested.
It's a go, 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 gentlemen. Ready for countdown.
But, sir, the humanoid meters are reading negative. I suggest we scrub the mission.
And I suggest we scrub your mouth out with chicken soup, you chicken. Now, hear this. Either this shuttle goes or you do.
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hold it. I'm the one that says what? On! Lift off!
Hey, guys, wake up! We missed it again! Big trouble!
Talk about trouble, Astro. Do you feel what I feel?
Right, you sick!
boy's missing all excitement.
Let's just hope we can find him.
Not to worry, honey. He wouldn't go anywhere without us.
We're in orbit, Astro. I can't believe this.
Believe it.
Attention, humanoids. You're entering the Plutonian perimeter. Remove retropacks and report in.
Might as well get it over with. Space shuttle to mission control. Are you all sitting down?
You sure you haven't seen him? He's about this tall, wags his tail a lot, and has bad breath.
Forget Astro. What about our son?
Honey, please relax, would you? I'm sure he's fine.
Achtung, attention, please. Will the Jetsons kindly report to mission control? We have some good news and some bad news.
Can we start with the good news, Doctor?
Sure, that way you'll have something to look forward to.
Doctor, please, has this something to do with our son?
You're getting close. Take a look at this monitor.
Space trivia?
Ooh, sorry, wrong monitor.
Let me be the one to tell them, Doctor. Colonel Chuck Upchuck at your service.
Oh, Chucky Upchuck, the famous space hero. Oh, he's too mad.
Thank you, space lovers. Now for the good news. Our shuttle's right on schedule.
Congratulations. Now what's the bad news?
Hi, folks. Guess what? We fixed a TV camera. How do I look?
Our son's up there alone? In space?
What am I, Chop River?
Elroy, you come down here this instant.
Not just yet, Mrs. Jetson.
What do you mean? That's my son up there.
He belongs to history now, Mrs. Jetson. Welcome to our Juveniles in Space program. According to our readout, your son will be the first astronaut ever to reach puberty on Mars. How's it going up there, Captain Jetson?
A-OK. Reading you loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
And whatever you do, make sure that you don't touch that, thingamajig.
The abort button, Colonel. It could blast them into an unknown galaxy.
Of course, the abort button.
George, this is crazy. You're his father. Can't you do something?
What's to do, Jane? He's already up there. They'll have him back down in time for dinner.
Calculations indicate that splashdown should be sometime within the next 5 years.
So, he'll be a little late for dinner. 5 years? What'll he do about school?
I'm writing a note to his teacher so he'll be excused from finals.
I don't know what you're talking about, any of you. I want him down now.
She wants. What she's going to get is 5 years.
Now. Tomorrow's his birthday.
We planned a big party for him.
He would have been 9.
No problem. You can always send him his present. On the other hand, maybe a card will do.
To all you worried parents everywhere, be assured, as the Jetsons are, that our young travelers are safe and happy. And so, in its second day, the space shuttle with little Elroy Jetson and his dog Astro enters the intergalactical panic sphere.
The panic sphere? Think of it, Jane. Our son is seeing things that man has never seen before.
Yes, but I still wish he remembered to take his pajamas.
What'll I do with the cake I baked?
Add 5 candles and put it on ice. It'll be ready when he comes home.
Well, I haven't given up hope. Maybe he'll drop in and surprise us.
Not you, Orbity.
What?
Orbity, that's disgusting.
Pardon me, Mr. and Mrs. Jetson. I'm Marsha Meteorite from Nebula News, the network of the stars. We're here to do a story on your son.
Wow! These people don't fool around.
Tell us all about your heroic young son.
Well, as Elroy's hardworking dad, I've endeavored to set an example of courage, perseverance, and modesty.
Talk about corniness.
Shh! Let your father be himself.
Of course, the boy's always been very talented. I don't know where he gets it. I want a son just like the sun that blew off into space. Dum-dum-dum.
Elroy's not the only one out in space.
All right. Interview's over. I'm Elroy's manager. Everybody out.
Mr. Spacely, how did you get into the act?
Somebody has to protect our young hero from the media. Shoo, beat it.
But, sir, what about freedom of the press?
For $2 million, you can have all the freedom of the press you want. Now, Amscray. So much for exploitation. Now let's get down to business. My new junior sprocket line, in honor of Orbit City's newest hero.
Sir, aren't you jumping the gun a little? Elroy's still on the shuttle.
And guess who's going to be my vice president in charge of production, George?
Hey, now let's get these sprockets moving while the little rascal's still up there.
Shame on you, exploiting a juvenile astronaut.
She's absolutely right, Jetson. With your son up there, money is the last thing you should be thinking of. So I'll do the thinking for all of us.
I don't know about you, Astro, but I'm getting homesick.
Me too.
Yeah, the thrill is gone. All I can think about now is a big slice of Mom's chocolate uranium pie.
Attention, please. Mission Control calling. There's been a change of plans. Due to a cut in our budget and repeated calls from mothers everywhere, Splashdown will be at 0900 tomorrow morning.
0900 means morning? And all these years I thought it meant midnight.
Now you know why you're not doing commercials, Colonel.
Tomorrow morning? You hear that, Astro? We'll be home by tomorrow morning.
Repeat! Abort. Abort the mission.
Oh, no. You hit the abort button.
First stage alert. Launch nose cone.
The nose cone? That's where we are. Nice knowing you, Astro.
Ah, they're heading towards the Black Bowl.
The Black Bowl? Captain Jetson is doomed.
Not if he plays the game by the rules. Attention, Elroy Jetson. Here are the rules for space trivia.
It's a super dinner, Mom. One of Elroy's favorites. Knockwurst, capsules, and beans.
Not to worry, kids. It won't be long till he's home with us. 5 years goes pretty fast.
And at least we can keep track of him.
Unfortunately, that's the only picture we have at the moment since the shuttle's disappearance.
Disappearance?
I baked a bigger cake.
Happy birthday, Elroy, wherever you are.
Gee, is it something I said?
Please, Dr. Farout, no more good news and bad news.
I don't think we can stand it.
Tell you what. To make it easier for you, I'll start with the bad news. Elroy and Astro are headed for the Black Bowl.
The Black Bowl? Isn't that a phenomenon commonly associated with the interplanetary time warp?
No, but you're close.
Life can't be sustained in the Black Bowl. None of our astronauts have ever gone there. Oh, if only I could be sure they were safe. Believe it or not, I'd like to see my little brother again.
Yeah, and woof, woof.
Maybe Dr. Farout has some news.
Between his good news and bad news, it's always the worst news.
Wait a minute, folks. My intergalactic receptors are getting something.
What is it, Rosie?
Somebody's lost. Do we know anybody named Dr. Livingston?
Sorry, Jane. I thought the movie would help.
It might have, dear, but not the 15th rerun of Gone with the Solar Wind. I just don't want to see a soul until Elroy and Astro are safely home again.
Surprise!
What's all this about, Mr. Spacely?
We've heard from Mission Control. Elroy and Astro have just splashed down, safe and sound.
They've escaped from the Black Bowl?
My boy's alive! Oh, I can hardly wait to hear his story.
You don't have to. Read this.
My Life in the Black Bowl by Elroy Jetson. Did you ghostwrite this, Mr. Spacely?
Not only that, I just sold the movie rights.
Does Elroy get something out of that?
He gets to see the movie. The wrong stuff. I play his father.
May we come in?
Certainly. But where's our son?
He'll be right along, Mr. Jetson.
Yes, it just takes him a little longer than us.
He's not hurt, is he? He's all right?
Oh, he's just fine. For a boy his age.
The Time Warp has somewhat interfered with your child's maturity mechanism.
To put it another way, his metabolism is kaput.
What are you talking about? Elroy!
Howdy, Mom. Howdy, Dad. What's new?
You mean what's old? He's turned into a doddering old fool.
What? That's you, Astro?
Ruth said you can't reach a new dog, you prick.
I hope you're satisfied. Do you know what you've done?
Of course. We've made you the proud parent of a senior citizen.
The planet's oldest hero.
Somebody's got to do something.
We were lucky to bring him back.
Mom, does this mean I can't have my birthday party?
Of course you can, dear. We'll just buy a few more candles.
About 80 should do it.
If they film his life story, it'll have to be a short. Leave it to the government to deprive me of a gold mine.
Elroy, I heard you were home. Uh-oh. I told you not to play with Mom's hormone cream.
Jensen, I'm from Space Program's medical lab. We'd like to run a study on your son.
You better hurry. He's on borrowed time.
Exactly. We want to know whether he got that way from smoking or worrying.
I'll handle this. You know exactly how he got this way. He's a kid who went from 9 to 90 in 2 days. And you're dying to get your hands on him.
The cause of science could be advanced by years.
$10 million for this senile kid. Take it or leave it.
That's a high price.
Not if we include Rip Van Winkle here.
Hold on. We didn't raise Elroy to be a guinea pig.
He could spend the rest of his life hooked up to some machine.
True, but look at the positive side. How long can he live?
That's Mr. Spacely for you. He's got a way with words. Space Lab, welcome old geezers.
R. Elroy, a geezer? Whoever thought the day would come?
Ah, there's the bright side. He can skip his freshman year at college.
Don't forget the $5 million from the lab.
I thought it was 10.
You should only live that long. Where are those old fogies?
This will be our last run for a while.
Row with you, Rudy.
I'm George. Anything you need before we check in?
Right string myself.
Centrifugal force chamber. What's so dangerous about that?
Red orange. Everything's dangerous.
It's that stupid feline again.
Please, Paget.
Come back, Astro. Stay out of that chamber. Astro, you know the trouble that tin cat got us into before. You're making me old before my time.
Die, Russia. Die, Russia.
Astro!
Believe me, these tests will eventually benefit all of mankind.
Right now, just worry about us. You've got the money?
All here. Wish I could say the same for the patients.
They were right behind us.
Poor old things. They could have wandered off.
If Elroy sells his body to science, I'll sue him for every last cent.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Son!
Oh, Elroy, now you're really back.
Nothing changed. I'm still Chuck River.
Oh, and you too, Astro.
No fair. He's discovered the fountain of youth.
It's Astro's fault. He ran into the centrifugal force chamber. These new rides are the wildest.
Fascinating. The energy from the chamber must have set their aging process in reverse.
Really? Maybe I could take a trial spin.
I'll take the money now.
But they're no longer old.
A deal's a deal.
The deal was for an old man and his old dog.
The deal was for cash on delivery. I'll throw in George for no extra charge.
Astro, no.
George, you better stop them.
Relax, Jane. What kind of trouble could they get into?
Attention. The first probe into the center of Saturn is preparing for liftoff.
No!
Don't worry. We stop them just in time.
Thank you.